Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path.
Well, our verse today comes from Luke chapter 15 and verse 20, which says, "And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." Thanks for joining us on a plain path today. I'm Jesse Butcher. Well, if you've been a Christian any length of time, you've probably read or at least heard a message on the prodigal son. But for those of you who haven't, we'll recap what happened in that story. Here we have a son who desired to leave his father's house to fulfill the lust of his own flesh. So he asked his father for his part of the inheritance, which his father gave him, and then the son left. Then he wasted all of his money on riotous living, as the Bible calls it, and found himself in a situation where he had nothing. He then found a job feeding pigs, and he was so hungry that he would have gladly ate the food that the pigs ate. Then this young man finally came to his senses and decided that he would go back to his father's house, but not as his son, but as a hired servant. But a specific part of verse 20 is what I want to focus on today. It says, "But when he was a great way off, his father saw him." You know, the wonderful thing about this part of verse 20 is that the son was a great way off, but the father still saw him. And you know what that means? It means the father was looking for him. So no matter how far you've gotten away from God, guess what? He's always looking for you to come back to him. So if you've drifted from God, come back to the Father's house today. Trust me, he'll see you from a great way off.
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.